Concerns for cattle producers. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It is a concern. I guess first and foremost, our cow care producers, particularly in this state, are looking for an ample supply and a certainly adequate supply of rainfall to get some forage produced.
UT Livestock Marketing Specialist Dr. Emmett Rawls speaking on the after effects of the drought that hit most of the state's cattle producers last year and is still lingering in some areas of the state today. The January 1st inventory report showed a 6% decline in cattle numbers in Tennessee, and Dr. Rawls says higher feed costs, along with that prolonged drought, have attributed to the liquidation.
The high price of corn is having a significant impact on the value of feeder cattle. I believe we're going to see longer term. It may take 8 to 12 months or so for it to happen, but we'll see higher cattle prices as a result of the higher feed cost. It's certainly a deterrent. Between the drought and the high feed costs, it's a deterrent against any expansion in the cattle herd.
Dr. Rawls says he does expect expansion in Tennessee's cattle numbers to come back, but right now producers, like the rest of the general public, are still concerned about the slowed economy.
Farmers are very anxious right now about the situation they're faced with. I think we'll see some higher cattle prices down the road. In the immediate near term, I think we're having some demand issues. We're seeing some definite shifts in consumer taste and preferences based upon how much discretionary income they have to spend on meat protein. We're seeing some shift towards more hamburger, more chuck roast, less steaks and high dollar cuts of beef.
Now, overall, the total number of cattle and calves in Tennessee on January 1st was 2.13 million head. That's 8% below a year ago. Beef cows totaled 1.08 million head, down 6%. Tennessee still ranks 9th in the nation in beef cow inventory, and it's the top valued commodity in the state. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.